Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Live from Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, this is the third hour of today.
And again, Thursday morning, welcome to this third hour of today, September 23rd, Friday Eve. Craig here, Mr. Roker's here, Dylan Dreyer's here, Chanel is off this morning. Hopefully she's back tomorrow.
Well, she's resting her voice. I told her if not 100%,
yeah, don't come.
Don't come.
That's what I said. She said she'll be back tomorrow.
Okay. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We have an all-star lineup in studio this morning. Mm-hmm. Check out the four true crime rock stars.
That's it.
Who are in 1A this morning. We're talking about the Dateline team. They are live with us this morning to celebrate a major milestone.
Surprised.
This is a big anniversary. That's his countdown. Just in general.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm essentially confused.
Me and Keith.
That's right.
Brothers in arms.
We're going to celebrate Dateline and talk about some of the stories that really stand out to them after all these years.
Yeah. And the great thing is Lester never actually leaves the studio.
No, he's got
it. And then he stays for nightly news. It's fantastic.
Our
good buddy Vicky Nguyen is going to tell us how to turn all the stuff we've got laying around the house into extra cash, from clothes, books, even furniture. It's like the updated version of the tag
stuff. Okay.
Yes, you could do it from home.
That's it.
All right, and guess who else is here? Jill Martin is going to join us with a preview of the latest episode of her show, Shop Today with Jill Martin. And this one is all about fall basics. Jill has some great finds to add to your routine.
They're really working that end of the studio. Look at this.
Ooh, something for the men.
You've requested it.
Oh, yes. I've been begging.
These will like it too.
Something for the men.
Mostly women, but there is something for you.
Oh, that's right. Intrigued. Yeah.
It's something for us to buy for the women.
Nothing wrong with that.
Exactly.
There you go.
Looking forward to all of that on this Thursday, but we do start with that major announcement from the FDA overnight, the agency giving the thumbs up to a booster shot for the Pfizer COVID vaccine. This one applies to Americans who are 65 and older, or Americans who are immunocompromised, and those who work in jobs where they could be exposed to COVID frequently, like teachers or grocery store workers.
So that third shot would be available 6 months after the second dose. And here with a closer look at that decision and what it means moving forward is NBC News medical contributor Dr. Kavita Patel. Dr. Patel, good morning.
Good morning, Dylan.
So there's a lot of information here, so let's just get right into this emergency authorization. What does this all mean for us?
Yeah, listen, Dylan, in the near term, it means that if you had Pfizer and you fall into those categories, as Craig mentioned, over 65 or between 18 and 64 with a job where you have frequent exposure or risk for severe COVID complications, or 18 to 64 with certain chronic conditions or anything that could put you at risk for severe COVID, you should be getting a booster shot 6 months after your second dose. And remember, I said Pfizer only, but this does forecast, I think, that all Americans will eventually need a booster. We've talked about this before. And certainly if you've had Moderna and J&J, you should be hearing in the next weeks about some solutions for your booster doses as well.
As we're having this conversation, Dr. Patel, we're waiting on that recommendation from the CDC. They're meeting again today. Do you think that they'll follow suit with the FDA in their guidelines? And when's the soonest we could see this rollout start?
Yeah. Craig, it could start tomorrow.
Wow.
So I do think there was a CDC discussion yesterday, and I listened to the audio and transcript as well, and really tried to understand some of their concerns. They are in line with people who are at high risk, such as the FDA outlined, over 65, certain conditions, certain occupations. And I think on top of that, they also did say maybe people younger might need it, but we need more data. So I think the CDC will align. What I expect the CDC to do today is to give us a little bit more granularity, because when we talk about who's at high risk, I think every viewer is going to want to know. I've got an uncle with diabetes. I've got someone who's got, high blood pressure,
sure,
asthma. Do they count? And I think those are the types of clarity. Good news, your doctors and pharmacists are going to have some flexibility. So don't feel like if there's a list and you don't fit in that list, I encourage people to have a conversation. Even if you didn't have Pfizer, have that conversation. We don't want people who have been 6 months out but are at really high risk to avoid that conversation. I think the CDC may weigh in on that kind of infamous mix and match. If you had Moderna but you're really high risk, you may be somebody who needs to get a Pfizer booster, for example.
In fact, Dr. Patel, I went ahead. I'm over 65. I had Pfizer. I got, for a booster, I got the Moderna shot. Is there going to be research into that mix and match and that it might be more beneficial or not?
Yeah, there is research. It never can be fast enough to my taste and probably to yours, but it does reason with the science of mixing. We have great research from other countries about mixing doses of Pfizer with AstraZeneca, which we don't have in the U.S. Johnson & Johnson is similar to that vaccine. So there is incredible promise that mix and match might end up being a better combination for all Americans. But to your point, Al, what you did was try to follow the guidance and be responsible. And essentially, remember, taking care of our health, getting those vaccines and getting boosters when appropriate will hopefully protect those of us around who aren't eligible for a vaccine yet, like children.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of children, I want to ask about getting our kids vaccinated. Pfizer said that the vaccine is safe. It's highly effective in 5 to 11-year-olds. We're waiting on the FDA to see if they agree. So what is the difference between the original vaccine that we've all taken and the ones that were trialed in kids?
Great question. It's a third of the dose. The Pfizer full dose, what Al got in his booster, was a 30 microgram dose. This is a 10 microgram dose that was studied over time for safety and efficacy in 5 to 11-year-olds. So it's the same vaccine, smaller dose. And that's important to note because we don't want people rushing out and getting their children a higher dose or unintentionally giving them more than what their bodies need. I'm looking forward to getting that hopefully before Halloween. My kids are asking for it. So we're hoping that that action safely but swiftly can occur in the next 4 to 6 weeks, Dylan.
Well, it's a good sign hearing from you that you can't wait to get your kids vaccinated. Yeah. I think a lot of parents certainly want to hear that. Dr. Kavita Patel, thank you so much.
Could be a great Halloween.
Thank you.
Yeah. It could be.
Yeah.
Let's move now to the latest on that search taking place in the Florida swamplands. Police now using search dogs, divers, drones, looking for any sign of Brian Laundrie. Laundrie hasn't been seen in more than a week now. He, of course, is the person of interest in the death of his fiancée, Gabby Petito. Petito's body found in Wyoming after the couple took a cross-country trip.
NBC's Katie Beck has been on this story for us all week. She's live once again from Florida, not far from where that search is taking place. Katie, first of all, good morning. And what's the latest on this massive manhunt that spans more than 25,000 acres?
Well, good morning, Al. As you know, investigators have been combing this reserve behind me for days and have come up with no new leads on the whereabouts of Brian Laundrie. But we are keeping an eye on his parents' home this morning, seeing some activity there. Now, this morning we observed around 8:15. Our cameras observed the Laundries leaving together from their home in a single vehicle, a few minutes later returning with that Mustang that police towed into evidence earlier this week, the car that they say their son drove to this reserve last Tuesday. Now, short time after that, the Laundries again got into a single vehicle, backed out of the driveway, and were followed by a caravan of unmarked police cars out of their neighborhood. Does that mean they're going to be interviewed? Does that mean they're going to be arrested? We don't know at this time. What we simply know is that they left the home and were followed by a large caravan of unmarked police vehicles. Of course, a lot of questions surrounding what they've told police, the information they've had, any information that might have been withheld. So we're keeping a very close eye on that.
Katie, you actually had the opportunity to talk to some of Laundrie's neighbors. What were their impressions of the couple? What did they tell you?
Well, it was interesting to hear from a neighbor that lived across the street and said she observed the couple working on that van, outfitting it for this cross-country adventure. And she said she would hear them laughing, playing music in the driveway as they were making these improvements to the van. She said they seemed like a normal, happy couple and, in fact, referenced the fact that she thought Brian Laundrie had a close relationship with his parents. She said she observed them many times going for walks in the evening, sometimes even including Gabby when she lived there. So it certainly, for neighbors, has been a shocking discovery to see what's been unfolding this week and, of course, the questions surrounding the Laundries now.
All right. Well, Katie Beck, thanks for keeping us updated. We'll talk to you again, I'm sure, tomorrow morning. Thanks so much. And this case has also captured the attention of our friends, as you might imagine, at Dateline. And this morning, we have the whole team with us. We're going to talk about their big TV milestone and our fascination with true crime. Then later, all the extra stuff we've got laying around the house could be worth cold, hard cash.
I don't know about my stuff.
Well, there's another story right there. Vicky Nguyen going to tell us how to safely sell it online and to go ransack the homes of the Dateline cast as the third hour of today continues.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Well, we have true crime royalty in the house this morning. What do you think about being called crime royalty?
That's right.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
We've got a big anniversary to celebrate.
That's right. Crime kingpins. Yeah. Tomorrow night, marking Dateline NBC's 30th season premiere, the longest running series in NBC primetime history.
That is amazing.
Is that a true fact?
That is. Goodness, if we say it, it's true.
If
it's not true, then it's not a fact.
I still can't wrap my brain around it.
It became the royalty of morning TV.
In honor of the 30th season, we have a little surprise for all of you.
Oh!
Wow, you brought swag. Yeah.
That's cool.
You have the right to remain silent.
Dig in.
That's cool.
I'm taking the hat.
Thank you.
The luminol on ice is great.
Oh, we are.
We are
huge fans. Of course, for the three people who don't watch Dateline, of course, we have Dennis Murphy, we've got Keith Morrison, Andrew Canning, and, of course, Lester Holt. Thank you. Congratulations to all of you.
Thank you.
It's a nice thing.
Yeah. You know, let me start with you because we've been covering the Gabby Petito case here for the last few weeks, and I know that you spent some time talking to her father exclusively a while back. What do you think it is about this case in particular that has captivated the country in this way?
I mean, I think, first of all, talking to Joe was heartbreaking. Her dad, it was just so sad. The family loves her so much. Mm-hmm. And I think the fact that this played out on social media, for one, because we really saw the evolution of this relationship, you know, almost like it felt like in real time with the body cam in Utah or the, you know, the posts on YouTube. I think being able to see these two and kind of know what might have been going through their minds and hearing the 911 calls and all that stuff, I think just kind of captured people's attention. Mm-hmm.
And when you see something like this, you know, and people think about your program and that you guys really shine a light on these kinds of cases, is there's a certain responsibility that comes along with that?
Well, there is, and we try to do stories which are a little bit more, you know, about some of the people who get ignored. A case like Gabby Petito comes along, and it's like by magic, everybody knows about it within a matter of a couple of hours, it seems like, all across the country. Mm-hmm. Then do we do that, or do we do a story nobody knows about, which might bring, you know, as an ancillary thing, bring some attention to an important issue of criminal justice.
And also right here on the Today Show, we previewed the missing and murdered Indigenous women story, which was so nice to shine a light on cases that just don't get that attention.
You know, the problem is there's no shortage of these stories.
Yeah.
You know, you see them, you're like, how could that be? Well, there's many, many others that, you know, we may or may not get to, but it's a fact, it's a reality in America.
Yeah.
And you do pick up tips along the way. One I've learned is if you want to kill your spouse, don't hire an off-duty detective.
Yeah, okay.
In your local town.
Good tip.
Don't go hiking.
Don't skip that chapter in the book.
Yeah.
Don't move to a small town.
And spouses
why do these spouses think they can get, like, they're going to be the one.
Good question.
Who gets away with it.
That's true.
Good question.
There's always some mistake, right. And that leads to another mistake. It's like the movies.
And it often unravels in the interrogation.
It unravels in the interrogation room.
Yeah, the interrogation room, the suspect starts to decide they're smarter than police, and police pull it along, and we've seen it unfold many a time.
Mm-hmm. And boy, do cops hate to be lied to. You can just see it when the story comes unraveled and the cop is leaning in, and they're about to pounce. Yeah.
You know? Lester, you do, I mean, pretty much everything here, but you've always stayed a part of Dateline, and I feel like it's a different audience. I feel like there's just this group of people who are obsessed with true crime.
It is.
Trying to solve the crime.
You know, I'll have people stop me in the street. Hey, you're Lester Holt. I love you on Nightly or Dateline. A lot of times the worlds don't collide, but it is interesting. And people our audience is so incredibly loyal. You know, they as the broadcast is on, they're on Twitter, you know, trying to decide. Well, it looks like they interviewed him in prison, or maybe not.
Yeah.
You know,
trying to figure
out. Right. Yeah. And who can turn away, right, before the show's over? You're in, you're in.
If you watch 30 seconds of it, you're hooked. You're in.
In 30 years, in the 30 seasons, you guys have become, in a sense, celebrities in your own right. You have your own, like, these crime fests, these conventions. Does it stun you sometimes to sit back and go, my gosh, there are people lined up waiting to get my autograph, waiting to talk to us.
There's
I had no paparazzi problems out.
Yeah. This guy does right here.
This is actually not true.
I know. All of you.
Yeah. It stuns me. I mean, I'm like, really? Wait, you want to talk to me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then they ask you about cases. I just saw the one you did where the husband did it.
Yeah, you're like, that's all.
And
they remember the names like the house on Magnolia Lane or something. We never know them by that.
Let me tell you, this is very quick one. I know you're out of time. This funny story. I did the story a couple of years ago. I went to prison and to look at mass incarceration for a special Dateline. And when we were in there, we're in the maximum security area, I keep hearing, Mr. Holt, Mr. Holt, Mr. Holt, looking around. And there's a guy leaning out of a cell, there's a little hatch. And he basically had been featured in a Dateline. And he didn't like the way we had done the story. And I'm thinking, well, you're on that side of the bar.
Yeah. Good thing.
How did that work out for you?
How close did you get to him?
We were right, from me to you. He's leaning out. You know, he wasn't physically.
He was complaining about the editorial choices.
He didn't like the story.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. Dateline's 30th season. 30th season kicks off tomorrow night, 9:00 Eastern. 30.
30.
That's half as many seasons as Roker here. 9:00 Eastern. All new 2-hour episodes. Yep. All season long. All right.
Pembroke, Kentucky. Here we come.
All right. Can't wait. Coming up next, who couldn't use a little extra cash, especially if you're in the slammer? Vicky Nguyen showing us how to sell our extra stuff online, from clothes to books to even old phones.
That's right.
Then Jill Martin helping us prepare for fall with some essentials for women and for men.
I'll bleed when I see you.
The third hour of today continues.
Time now for our Consumer Confidential Guide to Selling Your Stuff Online.
This morning we have tips and websites to help you declutter and make some extra cash at the same time.
NBC News investigative and consumer correspondent Vicky Nguyen is here with the details. Vicky, good to see you.
Hi, good morning. Good to see you too.
So I got to imagine, I drive around and you see all these tag sales, but I would think during the pandemic, where people kind of like hands-free sort of stuff, that this has had to explode it online.
The online resale market is bananas right now. It's not just eBay and Amazon anymore. In fact, it is exploding in growth, and there's a company called OfferUp. They're big on secondhand stuff online. They're predicting that next year we're going to see an explosion in terms of how many people. This past year, 48% of Americans bought something secondhand online.
Wow. 48%?
Yes. ThredUp, which is also in this space, says in 5 years, it's going to be a $77 billion industry. Wow. So it's a great way to make money and to save money.
Mm-hmm. Let's start with clothes. I can't wait to post my maternity clothes somewhere online. I mean, how does it work with clothes? How can you make the most of it?
Yes, this is so important. So I want you to remember the three Ps, right? Platform, pictures, and pricing. So platform, if you're selling clothes, then you want to pick a platform that's good for that. If you're selling kids things or maybe luxury items, go there. And pictures are vital. That means well-lit pictures, clear pictures, showing every angle of the product, that's going to make it sell. Some sites that we actually like. Mercari is a big one that's out there right now. They take a 10% commission plus like a small selling fee, mm-hmm. but they make it easy. People also like Bonanza. That's 3.5% commission. Kidizen is great for kids things, like things that, you know, Ollie outgrows, mm-hmm. Or maybe toys. And then The RealReal is one people turn to for luxury goods. Mm-hmm. But I would caution you that you want to check the fine print and really look at the commission. Sometimes it's 40% right. or more. Poshmark is another one for luxury items that you might want to check out.
Be specific to what you're trying to sell.
Absolutely. And a picture could be worth 1,000 words. In this case, $1,000.
$1,000.
Yeah, exactly.
New iPhone comes out tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Lots of folks probably trying to figure out how to get rid of their old iPhone or just other electronics. Mm-hmm. What should we know about electronics?
Yeah, we're going to break down whether it's worth it for you to get the new iPhone tomorrow. But when it comes to electronics and selling your phone or your laptop, the first thing you want to do, protect your private information. Mm-hmm. You would be amazed at how many people go online to sell their things and haven't wiped that phone clear.
I think a lot of us don't know how to do it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So first, back it all up on the cloud or on a hard drive, and then go to factory reset that device. I mean, can you imagine if Al Roker's former phone, all his private contacts and photos and information
just
got out
pictures
there?
Pictures alone.
Exactly.
Right. Most of them are of Craig.
I don't even want to think about it. Actually, yeah, I don't want to think about that. But Swappa is a good website, and so is Gazelle. Swappa won't charge you anything to list your device, and they'll check to make sure it's not a stolen or lost item that you would be buying as a buyer. Mm-hmm. Gazelle, you can find out right now what your phone is worth. Just enter the model, the condition, and they'll tell you exactly what they'll pay you for it.
Wow. Now, a lot of us were reading like crazy during the pandemic. How do you get rid of those extra books? Mm-hmm.
Are you a reader who like wants to keep it in your bookshelf? Are you like done?
Some books I like to keep, but some I want to get rid of.
Okay, so the first thing to make sure is your book worth anything? Is it something people actually want to buy? And there's a way you can do that, actually. There's something called, Book Scouter? It's a really interesting site. You enter in the ISB number, and then they'll tell you, hey, this is worth X dollars. Mm-hmm. Amazon, of course, is another great place to go. Oh. They started as an online bookseller. You can see how your book stacks up. So if it's one of those bestsellers, you can get more money for it. But, of course, you want to make sure that thing is in good condition. So if you're a person who folds over the pages or writes in it or highlights it, you're not going to get diddly for it. Mm-hmm. But also, if you are going to mail out books, just remember the USPS has something called media mail, because books are heavy,
right.
And you don't want to pay all that extra shipping. So get that discounted rate media mail. But that's a good place to start.
I didn't know that.
See if your books are even worth anything.
Yeah. You mentioned OfferUp earlier. I've actually used that to sell furniture during the pandemic. I mean, that's a big thing that as people try to redecorate or just make space and get
absolutely
rid of stuff.
And furniture can bring in some big money. One item can be worth several hundred dollars. So the main thing here is you want to make sure it's in good condition, right? So all it takes is a little dusting, maybe some polishing. Really clean it up so it will look good in the pictures. And be transparent as a seller, right? If there is a nick or a dent, document it, show it in the photo. Buyers really appreciate that. And then you want to make sure that you're not selling anything that's not safe, like cribs before 2011, or maybe this is a recalled item. Don't put that into the marketplace.
Yeah. Okay.
Sites that you want to check out, Cherish is one. It's free to list on Cherish. And they'll even go through your photos for you and kind of touch them up. And then this one, I always thought it was apartment deco, but it's Apt Deco.
Oh,
yeah, it's in big cities like Philly, San Francisco, New York, where people are constantly moving around.
How much furniture are you selling?
Well, she's a mover and shaker.
Make room for three kids.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's a great
one. That's
right. And nothing
like having
them
sleep in cardboard boxes.
Sleeping bags,
exactly.
Take them a lot less space.
And look, the good news, you can also donate to charities, churches.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That.
And that's always the best thing. Get the tax write-off.
That's right. Vicky Nguyen, thanks so much.
Always learn something. All right. Thank you, Vic. When we come back, our good friend, Jill Martin.
For the man.
Here in studio.
To take the puffiness out from under your eyes as you've requested. The ladies know about it. Those are 24 karat gold.
Whoa. Really? Give me one.
Yep.
Okay.
So I deliver. I'm going back to the basics and teaching men and women how to do it.
Back to basics with some products
that
to
looks good
help
on
you
Craig.
Look and feel good. I kind of like the way that feels.
Right?
And then a little bit later, actor Gabourey Sidibe. She's going to join us live to tell us about her spooky new project. It's a twist on true crime. Got a theme going this morning.
Yes, we do.
We will be right back with eyes that are less puffy.
And a nose, too.
I know. It doesn't work for noses.
Smells good.
24 karat gold, baby.
We are thrilled to have our good buddy Jill Martin here because she's got a new episode of her monthly show, Shop Today with Jill Martin. You can catch it on our streaming platform today all day.
And this episode is all about getting back to the basics as we head into the busy fall season. And Jill has a preview of some of her picks. And of course, the QR code is right there on your screen. You can scan them to see all of these products. And I feel like we're all getting ready for fall now as the temperatures start to drop.
Yes. And, you know, going back to the basics after the past year and a half, I feel like we have a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And emotionally, if you have more stuff, mm-hmm. you carry that stuff. So I want to simplify everything. Go through your beauty drawer, go through your closet, go through everything and get rid of everything that's not a 10. So after you save the money mm-hmm. from Vicky,
right.
you could spend it on the basics
on
that
basics.
You need.
Yeah.
So we're going back to the basics. Jeffrey Zakarian is our guest and he'll help you with the kitchen. But today mm-hmm. we're going to concentrate on beauty. And there's something for men as well that you asked me about. You don't remember. But
I don't.
Okay. Let's start with this, which, Al, this is perfect for you because it will dry your hair in half the time. It's the Aquis Shore Rapid Dry Hair Wrap. It's $35. Now, you laugh, but this is how it's done. Exactly. We have a 25% discount only by scanning the QR code.
Sis, boom, bah. The sound a sheep makes just before it explodes.
Okay, but let me tell you the seriousness of this because it's exciting. It dries your hair in half the time. They have proprietary fabric that will actually absorb the moisture to save you more time in the morning. And it really works. This is what I use. If you have a lot of hair, even your hair is a little bit thinner and shorter, but it will dry it in half the time. And then so when you go to dry your hair, you don't have as much work to do.
Okay.
So, yes, and it's also great at repelling bacteria, and you can put it in the washing machine, so no fuss.
And the dryer, too?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Even better.
I line dry mine, but you can.
Okay.
No heat. So, okay, now for this.
That takes a long time.
When you go through your beauty, anything with a wand will mm-hmm. carry bacteria. So if you go through your beauty bag, mascara is the...
Get away.
Anything with a
wand... Back off.
You should replenish. This is the Pacifica Vegan Collagen Fluffy Lash Mascara. It's $16.
That's a long
we're
title.
We're offering a discount just on our show by scanning the QR code. What's great about this, it's the first vegan collagen mascara, and I know you're looking for a new one, and it's full fluffy lashes. So it's plant-based vegan collagen paired with plant-based fibers with 100% fluff in the brush.
Ooh.
So it gives you, it separates each, so there's no clumps.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it look super full for that fluttery effect. And the vial is 100% glass and can be recycled. Tell me what.
Well, does mascara have meat in it?
No meat in it.
Well, okay. Kind of like oil products.
But it has, yes. And the collagen
vegan,
helps boost. Oh,
lipstick.
Vegan meaning, yes, there's no cruelty used in the making of it.
Yes.
Okay. The Glossier Ultra Lipstick, $18. Now, the brand calls it the cashmere sweatpants of lipstick. Oh, I love that description. Because this has the moisture of a balm, the sheen of a gloss, buildable color of a lipstick, all in one. I like, you know, I always have lip gloss on me.
Yes.
This really is moisturizing, and you can pick different colors. Again, anything that will hold bacteria, go through your makeup case, get rid of it and replenish.
Birchbox,
amazing, because this gives you products to try out so you don't have to buy the full size.
Oh.
It's subscription-based. It's $15 a month. We're giving you a discount by scanning the QR code, and it's a cool way to stay on top of the beauty buys without buying those full-size products.
Mm-hmm.
They provide a rotating selection of the newest, hottest products. You try it, and then if you like it, you could buy it a la carte, which I love. So they have these discovery kits if you're looking to sort of get in on the action and you don't know where to start. Now,
okay.
You have come to me and said, you don't remember.
No, I don't.
Okay. But the men have come to me and said, how do I get rid of puffiness under my eyes? Mm-hmm. Now, I don't want to, I would do it for you normally, but I'll let you do it. So you literally put it under your eyes.
She's not going to do it. I'm not going to let you do it.
So it's the Dermora 24 karat gold eye mask. It's $19.99 for 20 pairs. Now, do you ever use these in the morning to get rid of puffs?
I should be using these in the morning.
Okay, well, you will now. And I've given you one, the foot peel mask as well, and in different fragrances.
Don't get those confused.
Now, when you put those on, they get rid of puffiness,
mm-hmm.
and they help get rid of, isn't it a little cooling?
It is cooling.
Okay, so
these are already travel.
It slows down the appearance of aging, the brand said, gives a youthful glow, mm-hmm. and it'll give you sort of 8 hours of de-puffy. So when
That's
we
it.
Have those long nights, when you do your 24 hours.
Sure.
Yes.
Nobody notices you're puffy because you look like an idiot.
You look like a fancy.
Well, the trick is you take them off.
Oh, I see.
Before you go on the air
gotcha.
Or out.
All right.
But this is a real, really good trick, and the foot mask is great for all of us, too.
Is that gold, too?
Yeah, it has 24 karat gold speckles in some of them.
You're
but
like
yes,
a fancy
you put it on your feet.
Player.
Yes, I am.
So we're very excited. Just go to today.com at noon. A lot of things sell out quickly, so you just click on the video player. That's the easiest way to watch it, because I know it gets confusing trying to watch everything.
Awesome. I love these shows. And don't forget, there is a...
a reminder that affiliate partners, we work with them, and we earn a commission on purchases made through our links at today.com. And when we come back, we're going to catch up with actor Gabourey Sidibe, if she decides to stick around for this. She's going to fill us in on her new project that's perfect for the Halloween season. Then later, make your home magazine worthy. We'll show you some fresh looks that you will love to be this fall season with as the third hour of today continues. I'm not wearing glasses, so
I can't see.
You can't see, but you're not puffy.
I'm not puffy. I'm P. Diddy.
This morning, we are catching up with one incredibly talented actor. Gabourey Sidibe earned an Academy Award nomination for her role in the film Precious. And since then, she has gone on to star in hit series like Empire and The Creepy American Horror Story.
Well, now Gabourey is going spooky again, lending her voice to a scripted podcast titled If I Go Missing, The Witches Did It. She plays Jenna, who has vanished without a trace. The only clue left behind? Voice memos detailing her investigation into a group of witches. Gabourey joining us now. Good morning, Gabourey.
Good morning. Hi. Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, it's so terrific having you here. So this is kind of fascinating. I mean, we're going into October, getting ready for Halloween, so this is timed out perfectly. But it's creepy, but it's thought-provoking, and it's funny. Is that what drew you to this project?
Absolutely. One, it's officially spooky season and it's time to celebrate. But yeah, the podcast is hilarious. It's satirical, but also it's a psychological thriller at the same time. And that's pretty much my jam.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I mean, American Horror Story, Coven, also obviously about witches. Is this just a coincidence or are you drawn to witches and magic?
It seems I have a type. Yes. I do really, really like magic. You should see me at a magic show. I scream at every trip.
I want to know how they did that.
I want to know. I really want to know. And I'm really, really amazed by most things. And I love witches because the thing about witches is, you know, they exist. They're real people. Mm-hmm. And so it's really, really cool to sort of give light to you know, to real life magic that we can do every day. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Now, Gabby, you're doing this using your voice, you know, as opposed to, you know, when we usually see you, you know, you're in these dramatic roles or these comedy roles. But does it stretch different muscles when you're basically just relying on your voice?
Yeah, because not only am I just relying on my voice, I'm also relying on my imagination quite heavily. You know, like on a set, I have other actors. I have, you know, couches or props and things like that, and a whole room surrounding me for this specific scene. But when it's just my voice, it's just me in a booth with a director. And so I have to sort of build the world around me in my brain, you know, while delivering lines.
Right, and build the whole world for people's imagination as well. True crime podcasts have become, you know, just the thing that's topping the charts, whether fictional or true. Do you think, even though this is a fictional story, the fans are still going to try to solve it as they would, you know, traditional true crime podcasts?
I hope so. As a person that I listen to a lot of podcasts. I listen to a lot of true crime podcasts. And so, you know, as a fan myself, I tried my best to make sure that the mystery was coming alive for an audience that can't see it. And so I do hope that people sort of scream and wonder and sort of try to figure things out along with Jenna, my character, as she is speaking through the podcast.
Now, a lot of folks listen to podcasts during the quarantine. During the quarantine, I know you did too, but you got engaged. And congratulations. Yes, I noticed that a little earlier. Very nice.
I love it.
And you expanded your family. You got a second cat. How's that going?
I did. I got a second cat. He just turned one a few months ago. He is a snuggle bunny. Like, he literally sleeps on
my pillow at night, every single night. And sometimes, like this, as I was sleeping, I had to kick him out of the bed quite a lot.
I do that with my dog.
He likes to burrow underneath the colors.
How do they breathe under there? I never understand.
They love it. For whatever reason, they love it.
Well, Gabourey, thank you so much. It's so great seeing you. Thanks for stopping by. And in fact, we want to tell folks the first two episodes of If I Go Missing, The Witches Did It, out right now.
When we come back, how to bring the fall feel inside your home. Real Simple's Leslie Corona has some ideas you will fall in love with. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jenna Bush Hager from Today with Hoda and Jenna and the Read with Jenna Book Club. There's nothing I love more than sharing my favorite reads with all of you, except maybe talking to the exceptional authors behind these stories. And that's what I'll be doing on my podcast, Read with Jenna. I'll be introducing you to some of my favorite writers. These conversations will leave you feeling inspired and entertained.
To start listening, just search Read with Jenna wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, well, as the weather cools down, we're going to be spending more time indoors. This morning, we've got some home decor that you will fall in love with.
Leslie Corona is Real Simple's senior home editor, and she joins us from their 2021 Real Simple home in Westfield, New Jersey, to showcase some of her favorite design trends for fall. Leslie, good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys.
So let's start with this home overall. What is it that you loved about it, that it's Real Simple's, you know, home of the year?
Oh my gosh, what is not to love about this home? Everything about it is wonderful. It's beautiful, first of all. It's in Westfield, New Jersey. We worked with a talented team of designers, organizers, builders to fill each room with tons of ideas. Each room is special, it's unique, and because we worked with a variety of talent, there are so many ideas for people to walk away with. You can take on a larger reno project if you're feeling ambitious. There are smaller ideas if you're feeling a little less ambitious. But I love that the Real Simple home, there's something for everyone to take away.
And there's something especially for Al Roker, because we know he loves pillows.
No guy wants pillows. There are too many pillows. You could get rid of half of those pillows.
No, you
and there's
can't
still
have
be too many pillows.
What? How do you make pillows work, though? I mean, I see
you put
so
them in
many
a closet.
Patterns here.
So we love pillows at Real Simple. They are one of the least expensive ways to freshen up a room, to redecorate really quickly. This fall, what you want to look for are knit fabrics. You can look for wool. Velvet is really in right now. Mm. You can look for them in like autumnal colors, rich chocolate browns, oranges. You can even look for colors like teal and velvet and greens, too. But green is really in right now.
And you also talk about layering rugs.
So if you really want to layer on the cozy, literally, you can layer rugs. What we love to do at Real Simple is layer a faux fur rug or like a cowhide. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times throughout the year, you can just layer it on top of a sisal rug. Mm-hmm. It just makes a room feel a lot more complex.
And what about wall trends? I mean, I'd imagine with painting, you can really make a focal point in a home.
Yeah, so as you can see here with this beautiful, bold yellow color, we actually took it across the wall and created a big, bold stripe.
Oh.
And what it does, it creates a nice distinction between this space and the kitchen. Mm. Color blocking is really in right now. We also did that in the multi-purpose room downstairs in the basement of the Real Simple home. And we also went with a really bold color in the Zoom room.
The Zoom room, all right. And what
about
the
wall? Zoom room. Everyone needs a Zoom room.
Everybody needs a Zoom room. What about wallpaper? Do you do the whole room? Do you do a wall to accent it?
Thankfully, wallpapers are having a resurgence. They're not what you think of anymore. They're not stodgy and old. What we did in the primary suite of the Real Simple home was we went with a really bold floral wallpaper. Because it's bold and floral, it can be overwhelming. So we actually cut it in half and did half of the wall in white shiplap. And I think it's a lot easier on the eyes like that. That's one way you can really, you can apply wallpaper without going overboard.
I love how this looks. It makes me want to just buy a whole bunch of pillows and just redecorate. Right?
Yeah,
now?
That's right. You can live by yourself then.
Brian doesn't mind. Leslie, thank you so much.
Yes, he does.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
And we'll be right back.
Coming up tomorrow, country star Mickey Guyton live with a special performance.
Coming up on Hoda and Jenna, an unsuspecting mom gets the surprise of a lifetime.
And if you're on the go, take us with you. Download the Today podcast. Catch up on all 4 hours of the show. We hope to see you tomorrow. But in the meantime, have a great day, everybody.
Take you with me? Okay.
Yes. Whoa, here we go.